This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a purge at Fox News and on Fox Radio, and there's been a purge in talk radio and a purge on XM going on for about 5-6 years. And they're just taking the shows off. Big sponsorship comes in, demands conservatives be taken off the air. I've seen that done across the nation. And now, Fox News contributor has been taken off the air when he had a guest on saying that the Democrats' religion is Moloch worship in ancient Babylon and other areas. It was seen as a bull, also could be seen as an owl. They do a mock human sacrifice at Bohemian Grove, to Moloch. And he was fired for having a guest on telling it like it is. This is a spiritual battle. The children are their sacrament, and they're trying to take Tucker Carlson and others off the air right now as well.
Clear to me that the average American citizen loves this president, and they're not buying into all of this impeachment nonsense.
They're not. And look, I heard it over and over again, like you. I spoke to thousands of these people last week, and the reason they support this president is not because they're religious hypocrites. It's not because they think he is perfect. They know he's not perfect, just like none of us is perfect. But they appreciate the strong Christian stance he takes. He is without doubt the most pro-life, pro-religious liberty, pro-Israel, pro-conservative judiciary president we have ever had. And they don't want to see this warrior, in a sense, removed from his place of leadership in our country. There is a fear that if the left ever regains control of this country again, our nation is finished.
And look, I believe that. I genuinely, based on some of the legislation they've been trying to shove down the throats of the good people of California, and then with this Equality Act that Nancy Pelosi and her cronies are after, I have no doubt that they want to especially go after and target Christians in America, Dr. Jeffers.
Oh, I believe that. I believe if the left ever gets in control again, it's not going to be incremental change we see. They have said they're going to undo everything this president has done. And think about what he has done in the pro-life area, the sweeping religious liberty executive order he signed. They are going to undo that, and they are going to come after conservatives with a vengeance.
I wonder if that's why we are seeing these unrelenting attacks on President Trump, more so than any other Republican in at least modern history.
Yeah, yes, I think it is. And look, I said this on Fox and Friends yesterday, and the president retweeted my comments last night. Look, the Democrats knew they couldn't beat him at the ballot box in 2016. They are becoming increasingly aware of the fact that they can't beat him in 2020 either. Impeachment is the only option they have to remove Donald J. Trump from office. And look, I heard this sanctimonious Nancy Pelosi this weekend calling for prayer for our country, praying for prayer. Look, that reminds me of an arsonist, a pyromaniac with a match in his hand about to set a building on fire saying, now pray with me that the destruction I'm about to cause isn't too severe. I mean, if he's sincere, he'll put down the dang match. And if Nancy Pelosi is sincere about bringing this nation together, she will drop this impeachment effort. Let the American people decide 1 year from now at the ballot box. But she is uncomfortable. She's scared to death at what the American people will choose to do, and that is to keep Donald J. Trump in office.
You know, we just assume they're praying to God. I'm not quite sure. I don't know, Dr. Jeffers. I mean, they booed God, tried to vote him out of the party platform. I mean,
well, and apparently the God they worship is the God of the pagan God of the Old Testament, Moloch, who allowed for child sacrifice. I mean, the God of the Bible doesn't sanction the killing of millions and millions of children in the womb. I think the God they are worshiping is the God of their own imagination.
Now, you know why that was taken off the air. It's powerful Paul Revere. It's the truth that strikes the heart. And Trump tweeted it. And so anyone that Trump supports must be punished because they're supporting Trump. This is pure mafia tactics. I looked up the show this morning, had great ratings. I was a powerful preacher, a powerful host. Hell, I ought to tune into that show. Oh, sorry, you can't. It's been taken off the air. We should invite that guy to have a show here. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.video.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We have entered a major jump point in human civilization, ladies and gentlemen. Amazing things are happening all around us. Mike Adams is going to be joining us coming up in the next segment. To get into that central report that we never got to yesterday that breaks down the larger globalist plan to take the president out, and I believe the report is dead on, the hierarchy of deep state escalation that will end in the attempted assassination of President Trump and engineered terrorism across America to bring us into a civil war. I also want to get into the latest censorship that's taking place against conservatives, nationalists, and Christians, persecuting them, taking away their livelihood and their right to buy and sell in many cases. They don't submit to the technocracy. But only a technocracy could surveil everything and allow this type of anti-human system to come in. That's why it's so dangerous and has to be resisted before it becomes ubiquitous. The smart system is really a slave system. But first, I want to play part of yesterday's press conference where they were sitting down. Not the one where he was standing up with the president of Finland. It was extremely powerful, and I'm not going to have time to get to all of it. But Trump did a great job as he tackled fake news about the border moat. I'll get to that after I play part of this report. So this is Trump participates in meeting with President of Finland, takes Q&A on the whistleblower. This is the press conference that we didn't get to yesterday. So here's just part of those highlights.
You are making the whistleblower's life in danger.
Well, the whistleblower was very inaccurate. The whistleblower started this whole thing by writing a report on the conversation I had with the president.
Hey, hit pause and start it over again. That's why I can't really air these. Stop every 5 seconds. Did you hear that hateful deceiver that calls themselves a reporter?
Yeah. You're hurting the life. You're endangering the life of the whistleblower.
It's a secret person. You have a right to face your accuser. The word is it isn't even a real person. It's a composite of lies put together by Schiff, who reportedly wrote the whistleblower complaint. I mean, he reads fake transcripts of the president in the Judiciary Committee that he chairs. So the intel that it looks like there is no whistleblower is probably true. They'll probably get someone to claim they heard third hand now. But Schiff is a megalomaniac and thinks he's invincible because of all of the things he's gotten away with in his private life, reportedly. Big buddies with Bucky Boy. So these sicko freaks are really something, aren't they? So let's go back to this snake, this spitting cobra. You're endangering their life when you defend yourself. You're guilty. How dare you exonerate yourself? We're lying. You're supposed to roll over and die. We're the anointed ones. Here it is.
You are making the whistleblower's
danger. Well, the whistleblower was very inaccurate. The whistleblower started this whole thing
Wait,
by
back
writing...
it up again. I got to say more. Do you hear that pretentious voice? You are putting the whistleblower's life in danger. She just, how dare you? Can you imagine if these people actually ran everything? They almost do. They've got your kids. These are the authoritarians that run big tech. That have no chivalry, no control, no nothing. They just want to do whatever they want. They're idiots. Chivalry is rules so we don't all kill each other, dumbasses. Talking to the left. I'm going to stop interrupting. Go ahead and play it.
Conversation I had with the president of Ukraine. And the conversation was perfect. It couldn't have been nicer. I saw Rick Scott. I saw many of the senators talking about it. Many of the congressmen talking about it. Not a thing wrong. Unless you heard the Adam Schiff version where he made up my conversation. He actually made it up. It should be criminal. It should be treasonous. He made it up, every word of it, made up, and read to Congress as though I said it. And I'll tell you what. He should be forced to resign from Congress. Adam Schiff, he's a lowlife. He should be forced to resign. He took a perfect conversation, realized he couldn't read it to Congress because it was perfect. It was a very nice conversation. I knew many people were on the phone. Not only were many people on the phone, we had stenographers on the phone taking it down word for word. He took that conversation, which was perfect. He said, I can't read this. So he made up a conversation. And he reported it and said it to Congress and to the American people. And it was horrible what he said. And that was supposed to be coming from me. But it was all fabricated. He should resign from office in disgrace. And frankly, they should look at him for treason because he is making up the words of the President of the United States. Not only words, but the meaning. And it's a disgrace. It should not be allowed to happen.
Your own DNI said the call transcript was consistent with
No, he didn't say that. You have to take a look. No, he did not say that. And in fact, if you look at what he said, he found everything to be very normal. He's a good man, and Joe, and he found it to be very normal. I saw Schiff trying to go 15, call him Shifty Schiff. We don't call him Shifty Schiff for nothing. He's a shifty, dishonest guy, who, by the way, was critical of one of the great Secretary of States, graduated number one in his class at West Point, graduated one of the top in his class at Harvard Law School, the most honorable person, Mike Pompeo. And this guy was negative on Mike Pompeo. He can't, there's an expression, he couldn't carry his blank strap. I won't say it because they'll say it was so terrible to say. But that guy couldn't carry his blank strap. You understand that? So you're dealing with bad people. And I watched China over the last few days, and I watched some of these other countries build up. And we built up more than any of them because of me. But no help due to the Democrats. They're a disaster. They're the do-nothing Democrats. They don't do any work. All they want to do is try and win the election in 2020. So they come up with this impeachment nonsense, and everyone knows. The conversation, all based on one phone call that I had, where I'm talking to the president of Ukraine. You'll hear from our ambassadors. You'll hear from some of the folks that know all about the call, why the call was set up, and everything else is perfect. The call was perfect. In fact, Lindsey Graham said, I didn't know you could be so nice. There was no quid pro quo. Remember before they said, the only reason I put that out, and I did it with the approval of Ukraine, by the way, otherwise I couldn't have done it, was because the whistleblower was so dishonest. The whistleblower said terrible things about the call, but I then found out he was secondhand and thirdhand. In other words, he didn't know what was on the call. No, these are bad people. These are dishonest people.
Again, I'm going to stop right here. Folks, it's completely obvious. We all know what's going on. Schiff made it up. We now know that the committee had it not days, but a week before it supposedly was reported to the Justice Department as a whistleblower. The text was in Schiff's hands. Of course, he wrote it with lawyers. We know they wrote it. We know lawyers wrote it. So they just made this up. Did they talk to a few people that said, oh, I heard? Maybe. But he's already putting out fake transcripts, hoping that that's what was on
the tape, it's been recorded, and what the stenographers, you know, the court reporters, basically, those stenographers wrote down. Because that's what five senators, it's not four, five senators, McCain's dead now, but he's on record threatening them if they didn't do it. He wanted four living senators and all these other people and Schiff's on the phone been recorded demanding stuff out of the Ukrainians and being chumped. So they thought Trump acts like a thug like they do. And so Schiff with a couple lawyers cooked this up. By the way, that's what I said last week. That's what Levin said. He's a lawyer. He read, he said, lawyers wrote this, not a whistleblower. He said, big corporate lawyers. Yeah, like Schiff. Shifty Schiff. If he'll read a fake transcript up there and then only later say it's fake, a little proviso, no one bought that was real. Later. Of course it's from him. I'm telling you. He wrote it with two or three other people. They'll claim they heard it from somebody else. It's all fake. It's fake, too. We know it's a lie. Ha ha ha! Tomorrow's news today. Watch. He wrote it. He wrote it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero.
If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to get Mike Adams back on. I appreciate him joining us because he wrote an article a few days ago that's paramount at naturalnews.com. The hierarchy of deep state escalation that will end in the attempted assassination of President Trump and engineered terrorism across America. And sometimes if something is so serious and so real, people can't seem to grip it or deal with it. If it's a nebulous theory, well, then people are excited about it. But when the Democrats are openly saying they're going to kill him, they're going to remove him, they're going to impeach, imprison, kill, you've predicted, you know, I know yesterday off air you said, I think they're going to try to Epstein him if they can ever get him in jail. And they keep moving forward with all this impeachment. It's a very serious threat. Not that he's done anything wrong, but justice doesn't matter here. If they can threaten enough senators, and we saw these Republicans resigning and quitting under blackmail or payoffs, they can get what they want. But I agree with you. If they don't succeed, they're going to go to assassination. Let's talk about the hierarchy of deep state escalation. Let's encapsulate it and then go through the details. Thanks for joining us, Mike Adams.
You bet. Glad to join you today, Alex. What's important for people to understand is that they're going to have to hunker down for a very long, drawn-out war that the deep state Democrats are going to take to a hot phase if they don't succeed in taking Trump out with a soft coup. So they do have a schedule of escalation, and that schedule includes kinetic warfare, terrorism, and they're going to target the deplorables. So it's not enough for the left to just destroy Trump or try to even kill Trump. They also want to punish and terrorize Trump supporters all across America. For example, I believe that certain cities like El Paso not long ago are being chosen because they are in red America to carry out or encourage, you know, acts of violence against the American people. I wouldn't be surprised to see that pattern repeated all across America. But you got to understand, and I know you do, but the deep state, they don't care how many innocent Americans they kill in the process of taking out the president if they think they can succeed in assassinating Trump or even having what I said, an area effect weapon, which could be biological, nuclear or chemical, something that they could blame on a patriot. So that way they could accomplish, you know, two birds with one stone. In their view, they could kill Trump. They could make it look like a patriot did it. They could make it look like Trump wasn't the target, but was just caught in the area effect.
And let's be clear, the Democrats are all saying we have to wipe out his supporters. We have to level them. We have to destroy them. These are all terms being used as talking points. You can turn channel to channel. They're saying it's not enough to remove Trump. We need to kill Trump. And they're getting away with it. So it shows they're trying to normalize with their operatives going to this level. But the Clintons, we know, are still in charge to a certain extent of the deep state. They staged Oklahoma City. That was conclusively proven. Films, books have been written. We know the names of who did it, the bombs, the hotel receipts, very sloppily done. He was going to lose re-election. He said the next year he won re-election. He said on Air Force One to the press corps because of Oklahoma City. So, yes, they follow the same patterns. So look for big false flags.
In fact, if you go back through American history, and I've been studying more about the JFK assassination as written by the late Jim Mars, who was one of the best independent investigators in the history of the state of Texas, by the way. You know, media, a real journalist, Jim Mars. And
a good friend of mine,
this.
Sad to lose him.
Absolutely. I know. He was a real treasure for our time. JFK was assassinated by the deep state. And then RFK, Senator RFK, was assassinated by the deep state. And then Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated by the deep state, threatened by the FBI. The FBI ran all the cover-ups in all these. And then you go to 9/11, or you go to Oklahoma City, which was carried out, of course, to try to silence and censor Rush Limbaugh and conservative radio. They were trying to shut that down.
Within 25 minutes, Bill Clinton blamed talk radio and Rush Limbaugh.
Yes. So you got to understand, folks, everything you think you know about American history, it's all been staged. Every major event has been fabricated. Well, I mean, the real events, real violence, but the narratives are faked for your mind. It's theater for your mind. And they are doing the same exact thing right now, and they are always willing to kill thousands of Americans. They've done it before, and they're going to try to do it again, especially if they can take out Trump in the process. But what I think they underestimate, Alex, is that the backlash from the American people would be historic. I mean, the people, see, they think it's just Trump, right? They think if Trump goes away, the American people are going to fall back in the line, and that's never going to happen. Trump is just a representative of what the people want and now demand: liberty, national sovereignty, national security, all of these things that are important to the American people. Even if they were to take out Trump, God forbid, the American people, I believe, would rise up and defend their nation against these tyrants, these deep state traitors, these treasonous actors that Trump is trying to take down. So I think the left loses either way.
There have been criminal networks in every major powerful empire or government ever, and there's always a fight where evil tries to take over something virtuous, strong. I mean, America was amazing compared to other nations. We still had big problems, but hands down, the most freedom, the most success, the most inventions, the most wealth, the most, you know, real chance to be diverse in your ideas. True liberalism, not fake modern, you know, fascism under the name liberalism, or the whole left-hand path system. But you always had compartmentalization in the FBI, the CIA, these agencies. Most people weren't bad, but it was the top groups, the globalist groups, the blue bloods, that were actually using the clandestine systems to carry this out, where everything was like a Lego set, but only the elites could put it all together. Well, now because of the internet and other things, that's all decompartmentalized. And so one of the biggest things hanging over their head isn't just the American people. It's people in these agencies now know the big picture and actually understand what's happening. Like, I've never been in these agencies or worked with these agencies. I'm more proud of the fact that I'm organic, just like you. But I later learned, with so many huge guests we've had on, from the Defense Department, the CIA, Special Operations, they'll say, yeah, 20 years ago or 15 years ago, I was in Afghanistan, or I was in Africa, or I was in Asia, or I was, and there'd be the CIA, head of operations for that area would say, this is where you really get the truth. The guest on Alex Jones, this guy gets it. I can't tell you the secret stuff. Just listen to this. It's true. So I'm not bragging, but we were used, you and all the guests were here, as a decompartmentalization by people inside that didn't like what was happening. So it's been a process of us not being naive anymore, is what I'm saying.
Well, right, exactly. I mean, the reason for the desperation is because they've lost control of the narrative because of the rise of independent media, which really has encouraged independent thinking. And the greatest enemy to the deep state tyrants and authoritarians is people who can think for themselves. Just like George Carlin said in a clip I think you ran yesterday, It's obedient workers that they want, and they can't have people who can think for themselves and question the system and ask rational questions like, hey, why are all the heartburn drugs being sold at the pharmacies contaminated with cancer-causing chemicals? And that news just broke yesterday or the day before.
You put that out years ago. And let's expand on that.
I mean,
go ahead.
Well, look, Big Pharma runs a repeat business model for revenues. Their drugs give you cancer, and it's now admitted. It's now out in the open. You take their heartburn drugs that you buy over the counter, you're going to get cancer because they contain a chemical compound called nitrosamines, or NDMA, which is in that class, and they will give you cancer, and they'll make money off you as you're dying and suffering from cancer, because they don't care about you. They just want to use you and toss you out like trash.
No, they do care. They want to torture you slowly and get all your money. Like the Bayer documents show, they knowingly put HIV and hepatitis in with the Clintons on purpose to as an act of evil. They admitted that in lawsuits, that they did it on purpose as an act of evil. So you're wrong, Mike. They love to kill us. They love us.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas, but I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've been playing clips of top Democrats saying, kill the president, imprison him, torture him, it's just all assassinate him. And it's been going on for 3 years, but it's getting bad. Now, that's what tyrants will do, is they'll normalize you to something. Them bullying people, attacking people, going to Tucker Carlson's house, other people's houses. I'm not going to give them any attention. But it's getting out of control. So we're talking about, what do we do to counter that? Because we just get up here to cover these huge issues. The China shipping in thousands of tons of fentanyl, not to kill the planet. Just all this stuff, but we're just up here talking about it. It almost normalizes it. You know, I've noticed before, if I wear sunglasses on air, the view counts on the videos go way up. Or if I wear a cowboy hat or a ball cap, this is just something different. Even though I'm covering all these incredible issues that are going on. Like, you can have Liberty Mutual, and they're not a sponsor, giving people huge discounts on their insurance. I've looked into it. Pretty good deals. If they have an emu there, everyone goes and looks at their website. But if they don't have the emu, nothing happens. Or it's like the Geico lizard or Aflac with a duck or whatever. So, you know, I don't have fancy stuff like that. All I've got sunglasses here. But people will now have a big viral thing online. Why is he wearing sunglasses? So what I'm getting at here is, Mike Adams, we're covering shocking, groundbreaking, huge stuff. We've got a president trying to get control of the country again. We've been sold out to multinationals. This is beyond a movie. It's so epic. They're saying we're going to kill him if we can't remove him. They're getting more. They're putting out huge hoaxes everywhere, and it's escalating. And, you know, it's kind of like putting a piece of paper on top of a stove. It browns and then suddenly flashes into flame. We're reaching that flash point one way or the other. So what do we do? Do I have, like, llamas on the show or something to get people's attention? To how serious this is? Fireworks go off? I mean, what needs to happen?
Well, I mean, yeah, you make a good point, because it requires a cognitive understanding of history and what's happening right now. And frankly, you know, human neurology has been studied by the globalists, and the globalists have found ways to bypass all logic and reason by using mass hysteria. And of course, the reason they use children, these crisis, climate crisis children like Greta, is because, the appearance of a child disarms anyone's criticism. So now they roll out child actors, and they roll out fear campaigns that are rooted in nothing. And they use distractions to make sure that no one can ever cover the truth of what's happening now or even remember what happened yesterday. And, of course, as you know very well, all along, all the time here, they're pushing fluoride in the water supply to dumb you down. They're pushing lead, you know, in the food to dumb you down. And now, you know, cancer chemicals in the prescription drugs and the over-the-counter medications and everything else. So it's a massive assault on neurology. But they've reverse engineered the way the human mind works. What the heck is going on? What do you have there?
No, I mean, keep going. Maybe people tune in to band.video of the live feed. We're not going to tell them what's happening on TV right now.
Okay. Well,
but this is a psychological warfare test I'm doing. Maybe we'll care about what's actually happening. They don't care about millions of us dying from fentanyl. Maybe they'll care about this. Don't tell them, Mike, what you're seeing over Skype right now. It's too shocking. Come on.
Okay. Well, look, I'm just going to say that people do need to be awakened to what's going on, and if you need to use a little shock value to kind of reset their brains to say, whoa, I'm alive, I'm here, we're in a battle, we're fighting for humanity, then, you know, do that. Do what you need to do, because we are in the fight for our lives. We're in the fight for the survival of the human species, frankly. Not just America, not just Trump, not just patriots or Christianity, but survival of the human race. And that's what you understand so much, and I do as well, and that's, I think that's why people are tuning in, because they want to know what's really at stake. Does that make sense?
No, it's absolutely true. And, you know, Mike, I've just found that, again, people, when something's right out in the open, Dianne Feinstein with a communist Chinese agent running her office, and all these others getting caught being on the foreign payroll of a government and a system that has killed more people than Hitler, I'm really concerned about it. But, like, if I had a little Geico lizard, would people care? Or maybe an emu. What if I had a llama? Would they listen if I had a llama?
Yeah, I don't know. A llama in the background? Llamas in pajamas? I don't know. Pajama boy llamas, whatever you need to do, man.
I
want to
ask you, are you llama phobic?
Well, they do spit on people from time to time, but we're used to that. You know, Mad Maxine seems to do that at Trump all the time, so who knows? Maybe you're going to have, you know, spitting crazed llamas. Are they left-wing llamas that you have in mind?
There are llamas in the studio right now, and I think they're scared of the lights and scared of me, which is wise. I'm going to actually get on my wireless mic here in a minute and bring them over here. I thought, you know, other people have lizards and emus. I like llamas.
And, you know, the crazy thing is once you start talking about llamas, suddenly there's llamas everywhere.
Well, the lights are going to be freaking them out there behind you.
Oh, yeah.
The display.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, you keep talking. You guys have the wireless mic working yet or no dice on that?
Yeah, so I have goats on my ranch, and, you know, goats and llamas are all animals that have to flee predators, so they have eyes that can kind of see behind them. They get freaked out about any kind of movement or lights or even clothing flapping. So you're going to have to, like, shut down all the animation to make it calm for them, although I'm sure they will enjoy the air conditioning because they're high-elevation animals.
Exactly. You know? Well, what I'm doing, Mike, is I'm, again, just doing psychological warfare in a good way here because I found that, again, let's just keep going, Mike.
Well, okay, but look, whatever we have to do that's legal and lawful and perhaps even entertaining to wake people up, this is, I guess, the way neurology works these days. You know, maybe we do have to jump up and down and scream for humanity to wake up and try to survive it by itself. You know, why aren't there millions of people marching against the deep state right now, you know, peacefully in Washington, D.C., demanding the arrest of these traitors? Why aren't there millions of people in the streets right now, again, legally and lawfully, peacefully, protesting the attempted political coup against President Trump? You know, maybe we need a new approach, a new symbol, a new mascot, some kind of new way to get into people's heads that this is your survival. If they defeat Trump, if they take Alex Jones off the air, then you're next, folks. You are next. It's not about Trump per se. He's just in the way. They're going to come after you next. And the reason they want your guns, of course, is because they're going to use them against you. They want to make sure that they're the only ones who are armed, that they have a monopoly on firepower, and that you can't defend yourself. They're going to go all out. What, you think they're going to be, you think if they take out Trump, you think they're going to say, okay, we're done, now we're going to return to freedom of speech, a fair, free press, we're going to play fair now, we're not going to, from the left, rig the elections and so on. You think they're going to do that? Not a chance. If they take out Trump, they're going to take out Pence next, they're going to take out every conservative, they're going to take out every Rand Paul in the Senate, that, you know, they're going to take out every Christian, every Trump supporter, every gun owner, every independent media voice, and they're not going to stop at just censoring you and deplatforming you. They want to kill you. They want to murder you. I've said this before. You cannot coexist in a civil society with lawless, lunatic liars and deceivers, which is what the left has become. Now, I'm not getting any video right now from your studio. How's things going?
You know, I don't think things are going too well here. No one's even responding to me. I think the llamas have put people under a trance. I'm literally talking to my crew. They're like in trances. No, I'm not kidding. Like magic powers. They will not even respond to me at this point. I was asking, I said, am I on air? And like eight people just are literally under mind control in there right now. This is actually kind of amazing.
But you're going to be lucky if the llamas don't eat all your videos.
Actually,
cables,
I'm not kidding.
Way.
I mean, my crew got nerve gas. They're literally cannot talk. I went in there, they can't talk. Out here, they just looked at me and ran out of the room. This is, do they have psychic powers or something? Because I'm not joking around here. I mean, the equipment's not working. None of my crew can talk now. This is insane. I'm not kidding, folks. Oh, my God. Are these really robot assassins? Oh, my God, that one's coming at me right now. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is
George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, we support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live.
I've been to Reno.
And we just literally had llamas watching themselves on television in here. This is simply amazing to watch llamas in here. And, you know, I did this to shake things up. Literally, the wireless mic wasn't hooked up. That's okay. Literally, people don't know what to do in the chaos of four llamas running around in my studio with hay and food, and they're crapping on everything. But it doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen, because we have to get out of our programming. That's why in corporate ads they put an emu or a lizard or a duck that talks, is because they want to get you out of your routine. I want to get you out of your routine of putting up with fluoride in the water that admittedly lowers your IQ and brain damages you. I want to get you out of your routine with letting the left tell you how you can speak and what you can say. Twitter removes viral Biden meme posted by Trump. Talk show host tweeted by Trump on Fox News fired. Facebook suffers legal blow. EU says they can make them take down whatever they want, calling it hate speech. It goes on, all of the censorship. DNC demands Facebook remove Trump campaign Biden Ukraine ad. Christian doctor of 30 years loses job for refusing to use transgender pronoun. Now they're saying Gandhi's bad and racist, the SJWs. Officer suspended for detaining suspected illegal alien after traffic incident. That's all up on NewsWars.com. Sweden undergoing demographic experiment of historical dimensions. Children taught to convert to Islam. Dems canceled charity event for officer killed in mass shooting over pro-Trump speakers. Hong Kong files charges on man shot for no reason by the police. Fashion designers speaking out against tyranny of PC culture. Trump Jr. dubs Adam Schiff the Jesse Smollett of Congress on steroids. But I'm doing it now with llamas. So now it's hitting parts of your brain that are seeing something new. You've seen Alex Jones for years tell you fluoride and tell you about Jeffrey Epstein and tell you about the New World Order and fission fusion and artificial black holes and strangeless and superconducting supercolliders and other systems like cyclotrons. But you've ignored that because it's just all background. But now that I have llamas, now that I have the secret weapon, this is amazing. Here you go, my sweetie. Poco, which one's the really... Poco's the big one. Poco seems like... Can we get a close-up of Poco's face for TV viewers? Poco looks like he's kind of in master control over here. Now, it was Drew over here, one of our great camera guys, who said, have you noticed this llama thing? And I said, no, but as soon as he said, you see llamas everywhere. There's llama keychains, llama toys. Suddenly I see my baby daughters always wearing llama on her shirts. There's just llamas everywhere. Something's going on with llamas. Ladies, you own llamas. Have you noticed the llama mania? I mean, we're going to talk to you in a minute and get serious here about, because I've thought about getting a little piece of property outside Austin. We thought about, what do we get for our ag exemption? Well, maybe a donkey, maybe a llama. Is this Poco? Poco, how you doing? Come on here, sweetie. Can I give you a cookie? Can I give you a cookie? Oh, come on. You want one of these. There's no fluoride in this. Because they don't want to brain damage you, so the government didn't put that in there. Come on. You want this? You don't trust... a cookie. That looks... Come on. I'm nice. You don't look like you've been missing any meals, though. Well, this is a very nice... And it's smart. It isn't going to take food from a random person. Now, your child takes a vaccine made in China by globalists that swear they want to kill you. But that's okay. See, you're told to trust the system you don't know. But this llama would take a cookie from mommy, wouldn't it? Here, mommy, come give the Poco or whatever her name is a cookie. See, now watch. The llama runs away from me. Okay? But, you see, we'll probably take a cookie from mommy. But we need to learn to not take cookies from strange Chi-Com governments that make the fentanyl, the melamine for you. Mike Adams, would you like to... You didn't know this was happening today. I'm sorry. You're here talking about the plan to assassinate the president. But everyone's going to listen now because we have the secret weapon. We have the llamas. It's kind of like Arby says, we have the meats. Well, guess what? We have the llamas, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Adams, National News.
This is the one day I wish I were there in studio. I'm really sorry I missed this in person, but... You know, you're talking to your audience today. I'm thinking you could reach all the liberals. You could put a unicorn horn on these animals and call them llama corns and have, like, flying rainbow llama corns. And then you could say anything you want to the leftists, and they would believe it.
Remember when somebody tweeted out 4 years ago images of the Trump sons killing a triceratops in Africa, and millions retweeted pissed that he'd killed an endangered animal, even though it's been dead for 25 million years? Here you go, sweetie. But they like that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm just wondering what you're going to do to up the ante beyond this, because this is pretty good stuff. What's next, Alex?
I tell you what, let's cue up Trump's response that he did not want to put a moat around America with crocodiles and alligators. And then we're going to play a video where we found out where the Democrats actually got that idea for their new hoax. But getting serious before we go to that, why do you think they're tripling and quadrupling down on hoaxes? What do you think their end game is? Because it's only discrediting them more, but they keep doing it.
Well, they know that it's about to... There's going to be sort of the mother of all bombshell document drops that's going to result in the criminal indictment of many of these deep staters and Democrat operatives. There's no question that that's coming. So the Democrats already know that this is the end game for them. If they don't remove Trump very soon, probably within the next few months, the Democrats are going to be exposed. They're going to be defeated. They may be discredited for even a generation, depending on how much comes out here. Adam Schiff may be the one who ends up in prison. And other operatives, such as Brennan or McCabe or many others. So right now, they know that Trump is gunning for him and Barr has the goods. It's just a matter of Barr, I think, organizing it, making sure it's an open and shut case, that there are no holes in the indictment.
Well, Mike, I mean, let's get serious. I agree with you. We were texting last night. Trump's got to take action. We'll talk about that in a moment. You're absolutely right. But it's hard to be serious with this going on. But I think we've actually found the whistleblower that Schiff won't release. I think it's Poco. Right? Are you the whistleblower? In fact, Trump even knows who the whistleblower is. It's an attempt to kill the whistleblower. So I promise I'm not trying to kill this lovely llama here. But seriously, you believe, and I believe, there's a lot of evidence because Schiff would put out a fake report already, a fake transcript, that Schiff probably made this up. They now know that he had the letter days before it was sent to the Justice Department and to the Inspector General. And so I think you're right with your gut. A lot of folks are saying this now. In fact, we've seen Don Jr. last night after you were texting me saying you thought this. Don Jr. says that he's the Jussie Smollett of hoaxes. And so I think people now are onto the trail. This is probably made up by him and a few other people.
Yeah, it's interesting that Don Jr. came up with the same concept at the same time that you and I did, also independently. It was obvious that this guy Schiff is the Jussie Smollett of politics now. But remember, remember that New York Times op-ed that they say was written by an insider close to the president in the White House that said, oh, we're all resisting Trump, you know, we're trying to get this guy out. I think the New York Times fabricated that person. And I think that Schiff is using the same tactic, and the Washington Post has done this before. Whenever they need someone to say something, they fabricate a person, and then they claim, you can't know who it is, and we're going to protect this person. The reason they have to protect them is because that person isn't real. It's a figment of their imagination. They're literally making it up.
And by the way, when someone's been caught making up dossiers, making up fake transcripts, lying over and over again, saying, you know, I am Spartacus, I've released a secret document, wasn't even secret, that you have to say then, they made this up. I mean, it's like if your next-door neighbor's robbed three banks, been in prison for 10 years, gets out, and then a bank gets robbed and the description matches them, it probably is them, you know? I mean, so I think it's totally reasonable to say that Schiff staged this, so why would he be in such a desperate mode right now?
Well, again, now he has to double down and triple down. This is what they do when they get caught. They can't admit at any point that, oh, yeah, they made it all up, they lied. They can't do that. So they have to keep going and hope for a Hail Mary kind of, you know, random victory where they could get Trump out for some reason. I mean, look, they were hoping that Trump's call with the Ukrainian president was going to be filled with all kinds of impeachable offenses. Because then the reason the Democrats believed that that would happen was because that's what the Democrats would have done on those calls. Remember yesterday, Alex, in studio with you there, I was saying, let's see the transcripts of all of Barack Obama's phone calls. Let's see the 30,000 emails from Hillary Clinton. Let's see all of Joe Biden's phone calls. If we're going to go full public, full transparency, let's see all of it, because I guarantee you what the Democrats were doing was criminal, impeachable activities routinely.
Hey, where do the llamas like to be petted? On the neck. Okay, you're good. Oh, I got a friend now. Who's host of the fourth hour? You guys tell me that. Matt Bracken. Well, Matt will enjoy co-host with these llamas. But, Mike, I'm glad you're a smart guy, and I'm not kissing your butt. It's true. I mean, you get psychological. I'm doing this to point out how they do this, how they'll sell things by putting something in there to totally change the subject in the brain to get people out of their regular patterns. And I think it's healthy to do that if people think about what's going on with the whole globalist system and just how much danger we're in, how many people are already dying from the globalist eugenics onslaught, and how China has been allowed to literally gang rape this nation, and now Trump's saying, no, where do you think that's going? We'll do a few more minutes with Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, I'm Alex Jones, and these llamas were brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We've got mega sales going that are about to end. Thank you all for your support.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com or to order call 866 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.